in Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
Like, if I fucked up on a date, you know, the whole time you talked about your ex, your spinal surgeries, your custody battle, your stranger with your brother, your employee problems, and I don't want to go on a second date, I'd be like, I get it. I'm a prostitute. I've sold my soul five times over.
Are you OCD?
Yes.
The bright side is they're always really intelligent and smart.
Not in my case.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Mercedes Dravid, Megan Weaver, Doug Buten, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mercedes, you look great today.
Thank you.
You had the hair blown out.
You've
got a great bra on. Mm-hmm. You actually, the bra is so good that you had to loosen it, you were saying.
So this is called a life hack for women. You have to loosen the straps. Don't be afraid to go a size up, and don't try to tug at it because you create bulge. So what I did was I adjusted it all the way open, and mm-hmm. then you thought I got a boob drop.
I seriously thought you had a lift.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand.
I don't either. And who doesn't want
a
bulge?
So you make it looser on here, on your shoulder.
You have to loosen it and maybe go up a size because 90% of people are wearing the wrong bra size.
Right.
We saw that.
So everyone should ask me for bra advice.
They will. I'm going. And I want
to
thank all the moms that DM'd me because I have about, and I'm going through it this weekend, but I have about 200 DMs from moms about vitamins from Monroe. A lot of them are consistent, like they're taking the same vitamins. Mm-hmm. So Shane and I, you cancel your plans because we're going to go through and figure out a vitamin regimen based on all the mom's recommendations.
Yes.
How fun for you, Shane.
Shane, yeah.
Your day turned around.
And to vitamin K you have to take so you absorb every other vitamin.
I've never even heard of it.
Broccoli has
I've never heard
K,
of vitamin K.
Special K?
Something like that.
No, don't do that unless you're going to the club.
Now, also, everyone wanted to asking me where they can buy tickets to the Dallas show. Now, there is no Dallas show. Next week, Shane and I are going to Dallas for work, and then we're going to do a show Friday morning.
Radio show. Not a live show.
Oh, maybe that's why.
It's a private closed door.
The way we did from San Francisco the next morning from the hotel.
Unless I do a pop-up Thursday night at the Four Seasons.
Ooh.
In our room.
In the bar.
Yeah,
in
maybe.
The room.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like an HR issue.
Last time Jeff gave the room number out and people started calling.
It was
Shane,
so
calling
Shane
the hotel was answering
By the way,
phone.
Alyssa loved it because she didn't have to scream.
That's right.
Look, she's nodding her head. She's like, yeah. So that was exactly. good. Now, we do have just a few tickets left. Yesterday it was only 35 tickets left, but at Flappers in Burbank on November 15th, we have just a few VIP tickets left. General admission is sold out.
Yeah.
And then the cocktail hour beforehand is sold out.
Yeah.
So there's a few more tickets. Just go to flapperscomedy.com. It's Monday, November 15th. It'll be Doug, Megan, myself, Shane, Julie and Brandy are narrating.
Amazing.
Todd and Monica will be doing
opening
the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Maybe we'll hear from Jay Leno because he likes to stop by Flappers. He might do a 20-minute set.
That'd be open for me.
Could you imagine if that actually happened?
I mean, that'd be iconic.
We are also looking into dates for a Costa Mesa show at Donkey D's.
Donkey D's?
Yep, at
Perfect.
Donkey D's.
What is that?
Are you being serious?
No, he's not.
Oh, they don't have the, okay.
They do have a Donkey D's.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I love how these nobody listens to the show.
Oh, my God.
Josh Flagg went there
with his housekeeper.
I don't think he said it was Costa Mesa. He said
no,
it's,
we looked
County.
It up.
He did. It's Costa Mesa.
And Orange County is a big market for us.
Yeah.
Because of all the Trumpers.
Apparently. Well. Can we go?
So that's a huge market for us. So
can we? I've never been to Donkey
D's. Well, the improv show that you do is in Irvine, so.
Yeah. So. And people were saying, oh, you should do Brea now, so we should do a second show. But I think Donkey D's. And I think the split might be better than what improv's
I'd like to split a Donkey D. I mean, what
the
that
only
mean?
Problem is
that.
Want to split a donkey?
Disgusting.
I don't know. I am a sexual being.
You don't have to go to Tijuana for that, though.
Weird.
They do have a strict admission policy for dudes, though.
What is it?
You have to be, I think it's at least 7 inches long, and if not, you've got to be at least pretty thick. So for Ben, he's good either way.
Oh, he's in.
So can I get a little backstory on this? When did this go down? Because yesterday's show, right? You guys talked about it. Are you going to fill me in, please?
Well, Josh was just saying, like, I had no idea it existed, but there was a gay bar in Orange County that he went to with Bobby and his housekeeper, mm-hmm. and they partied there, and it was called Donkey D's.
Wow.
And what I said, which we do have to get to, because I said that I think it's a great idea. I want to franchise it. And I might have said that we should have spent the money we donated to Project Angel Food.
Oh.
To the franchise.
Right.
Donkey
Bring
D's.
Gay bars to WeHo. That's so, the charity I need.
Just need more gay bars.
Yeah. So, Jameson, are you going to be going to that event in Costa Mesa?
I think I can hit the length, but not the girth. So I'll just see you guys at Flappers in Burbank.
Wait, how many?
Oh, yeah, because they have actually they have a much looser admission policy,
admission policy.
Yeah. Flappers. Yeah. They'll let any pencil dick in, I think.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll see you there.
What's the shaft?
What?
The shaft?
What was the
size again?
I think it was three and a half at Flappers. And then it, I think it, Donkey's is 7+.
My favorite part is that before the show today, Jeff was like, I think we should stop talking about penises so much on the show. I think we should try to avoid it today.
Clean it up.
And you know what the thing is? Like, I am horny all the time. And I think it's that it's all of those. It's but so are you.
Okay.
But what do you do when there's not
a
man?
It's from all of the hormones.
Like flash your tits?
Oh. It's from, yes, I flash my moves.
His moves.
It's all the hormones.
I know.
I am
like jacked up on hormones.
When I was excessively aroused, I wouldn't do good things. I would basically, I can't even.
You
didn't
have the patience.
No, like it's not good. You have to have an outlet immediately. You can't wait home until you get to Ben, right?
I agree. Nothing good happens after 10 a.m.
That's why you have morning sex.
Oh, so you're saying after the morning sex, you're not all sexed up?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then you're not always horny. Then get it right.
All right.
Well.
Okay, Mercedes. You know,
I'm gonna cheers to that, Mercedes.
All
cheers.
Right. So you know the executive director of Project Angel Food,
Richard Ayoub. He's amazing.
Richard left me. He's very much a professional. Mm-hmm. Little passive aggressive, but very much a professional. Because yesterday he left me a voicemail like, "Oh, I heard you talked about our charity on the show, the radio show. Thank you so much for that." And then he said, I had to write this shit down.
Oh my God.
I'm sure that our board member must have misheard what you said.
Good. Nice of him to say that.
Such a professional.
Yeah. Super PC, yes.
Please call me back. Well, you know I'm going to get in trouble for this. So I have to say, first of all, I was joking when I said they were running a credit card scam.
Oh no.
It's a joke.
All I said was Susan Pinsky's credit card got compromised.
Right.
But it could have been anybody. It could happen at the gas station. That's where my credit card.
The skimmers.
My credit card got compromised twice at the gas station.
Happens.
And I still use it at the same gas station. But
So let me tell you something. Richard Ayoub works really hard.
I know he does.
Have you ever volunteered at the kitchen?
What
do you want to come with me?
What are you
saying? Do you know who you're talking to?
Do you know that I have gone?
I don't volunteer in my
own
kitchen.
Jeff doesn't go into his own kitchen. Exactly.
Why would I go to someone else's?
I went on the morning of Thanksgiving, and you know I ran into Harry Hamlin and Rinna and like a lot
They're
of people.
Well, if I can get radio guests, then maybe I'll go.
Yes, you will.
Thanksgiving
you know
is the biggest one for them.
Lady Gaga's manager was there. A lot of
what
really.
What about the dog walker?
Who's that?
No, he's soul searching.
He was in the hospital.
I don't know the dog
never
walker.
Never mind.
Okay.
Keep going.
Got shot
anyway,
on my street.
So it's really hard, and I've actually delivered meals for them too.
Wow.
It's
you're charitable.
It's
full service.
I volunteered for them also. But
I also questioned why each meal was $12.50. I'm just going to tell you what I said. This was a joke. I questioned why every meal was $12.50. Obviously, it's Christmas dinner. There's probably ham. There's turkey, whatever. I was joking.
Yeah.
I was joking about that. Okay, so I'd set that.
You put a really generous scoop of many different foods. It includes dessert, stuffing, this, that, everything. All the meals are labeled for people's dietary needs. Then they're sealed. It's like
I'm
a really
hungry.
Sanitary environment. Oh, my God.
No, it is a great, great, no. But it's a great, great cause. I also might have said that I got manipulated and put on the spot
to
donate.
You were sort of coerced.
Here's your opportunity.
I also might have said that I was going to hide during the auction, but we were at the head table. All of these, I was joking. I believe in this cause. I was going to donate anyway, even though they did put me on the spot in front of 150 people. I would have donated anyway. So I do think it's a good cause. I also think that I'm one of those people that feels guilty all the time. When I'm going back on Christmas Day for my third helping of prime rib on my fourth martini, I'm going to feel a lot less guilty that I helped feed 800 people.
But you know what else? You also told Dr. Donna that you want to be in a room with people at charities. Like that's the level that you want to date when you were starting to cut the fat out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I've alienated all of Project Angel Food and all 150 homos that were there.
Mm-hmm. No, you haven't.
But I am apologizing. I plan on continuing to support Project Angel Food. However, I would prefer an auction where I actually get something for my money. Yeah, like even if it's like something
like
little.
A silent auction.
No, I mean, it's fine, but.
This house would be a great just not venue a donate, for the next just, event.
Not just a donation.
Oh, no, I don't.
No,
I don't
you
so.
Don't host. Didn't you go to a private venue for the one you went to?
Yeah, Josh Flagg's house.
Okay.
He's better at it. He's got more experience. He's got a great backyard. I don't have enough
they
space.
They do a beautiful gala
for that. I don't have enough parking either.
Valet.
Yeah, that's true. But they do a nice gala at their headquarters, on Cahuenga every year.
Can me ask you this,
I wonder
though.
If you're invited.
So you obviously have been involved in Project Angel Food.
Yes.
Yesterday, I wasn't able to eat after midnight, right? Because I had that procedure yesterday, the stem cells.
Right.
I was very hungry. When I took a nap. When I got up, I was very hungry. And I thought about calling Project Angel Food to deliver a meal.
It doesn't work that way.
$12.50.
It's not DoorDash.
They don't charge for the meals. That might be their cost to make them soup to nuts.
Do they have pretzel rolls?
He just wanted delivery.
Do they have pretzel rolls? I just love those.
I haven't personally packed a pretzel roll or delivered one
God,
yet.
God, they're so good.
So tell me why.
Wetzel's pretzels.
Not Uber Eats.
So can I pick, like, okay, so can I, they don't pick a menu. They just take what they get.
No,
so it's not like I'll have the tartare.
Yes. No, it's reliable.
To start.
Well, I don't know about raw food.
Okay.
You're right. No, you don't get like a pick from this and pick this. It's a meal that's prepared and that's what.
So we don't give the needy a choice.
Well, I bet if there was a vegetarian, I'm sure there's vegetarian options.
It's a prefixed menu. Messed up.
What? I'm just asking.
No, that they don't get a choice. I feel like they should.
No, I'm sure if you're a vegetarian, you're going to be able to find something or if you're kosher or whatever. But you don't get to like, it's not like ordering at a restaurant.
Also, what I found
are you okay?
Very, very funny yesterday. And look, I think Adrian Maloof is one of the most philanthropic people I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how the guy that bought the van, like for $20,000 or $25,000, she was shocked. She's like, wait a minute. He didn't get to keep the van?
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, the van is to deliver the food, Adrian. And then, like, could you imagine if the van's just parked out front and they call me like, hey, Jeff, we need the van tonight? Of course they... Like she was shocked. Right.
That it was just a donate. You were like sponsoring the van. Oh. She thought that the person went home with the van.
She's got that kind of paper.
Yeah. I just thought it was world. Really, really
funny. What do you mean
he didn't
get to keep the van? I want the van.
So,
I want to ask you real quick, though.
Yeah.
Left turn. Okay, we're done. Are we done with Project Angel Food? I'm sorry. Are we done?
Yeah, but you're gonna have a good relationship.
Nice apology.
That was a good apology, Jeff. You're back on track with them now.
Chris Medina, the psychic, who was here last Thursday, he gave you a lot of advice. You stayed a half an hour after mm-hmm. the show.
Yes.
And that's where Chris really kind of got down and dirty with people, where he was like, this is what's happening. He laid it out online because I think he was also worried about getting, you know, sued because my listeners are so litigious. So I feel like he really talked about people after the show.
Did you guys talk about me behind my back?
Yes, we did.
All
so
about
did
you
implement anything? Was there any takeaway for you?
For the next week, every sentence out of my mouth started with, well, my psychic Chris told me.
Yes.
And what I did was I realized, like he said to me, your father is here and he's telling me that that you already know all of these things. I just have to implement these things. So I did start to get much more organized. I put a lot more time into crossing my T's and dotting my I's. I had a lot of, you know, just growth from it that I'm going to continue to build on. So you have to take time just to be organized and just to better yourself in the areas that are lacking.
I felt like he was very real and raw with you, and he likes to talk specifically about the people in your life.
Oh, that part.
In
oh
the
my
private,
God.
In the private
he
part?
He turned towards poor Shane and really kind of laid it out for him, which is why we've decided to play a game today.
Oh.
It is called...
Are you Tina Turner with fucking Ike, or are you Cardi fucking B?
What I'm going to do
Coming
is I'm going to read lyrics to a song.
Okay.
MJ... You tell me, is it Tina Turner or Cardi B?
Okay.
Are you ready? My head game is fire. Punani Dasani. It's going in dry.
Cardi.
Can I finish it, though? Because it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's going in dry, and it's coming out soggy. I ride on that thing like the cops is behind me. I spit on his mic, and now he's trying to sign me. Tina Turner, Cardi B, or Jackie Schimmel?
Cardi B.
Okay. It may seem to you that I'm acting confused. When you're close to me, if I tend to look dazed, I've read it someplace. I've got cause to be.
Tina Turner.
Yep, you are correct.
What's love got to do?
I was born to flex. Diamonds on my neck. I like Borden Jets. I like morning sex. But nothing in this world would I like more than checks. Tina Turner, Cardi B, or Jeff Lewis?
Cardi, obvi.
Obvi.
Okay. I ought to think it's oh so right. How we don't need to fight. We stand face to face and you present your case.
Tina.
You are correct. Next one. Yeah, baby, I like it like that. You got to believe me when I tell you I said I like it like that. You got to believe me when I tell you I said I like it like...
Cardi B.
You are correct.
All right, I also implemented shout out to and anyone that I'm talking to.
Thank
because
you.
Of you, Andrew.
All Shame. The men. Okay. Shame. Last one. Okay, can we finish the game?
That was... Yes. That just let sucks. That one slide. Ooh,
please. Just
disregard. We'll tell you later.
I'm having a rough day, you guys.
She's drinking a can of wine. That. She
called Shane.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Ooh. What's the next
last
song,
one,
Jeff? What's the next one?
Last one.
Okay. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. Tina Turner, Cardi B, or Megan Weaver?
Tina Turner.
You are correct. All right. Well, you got 100%. Congratulations. I love
really
that
fun.
Game.
Did she get anything?
No.
Oh, it's okay. My dignity is all gone.
This is like Project Angel food. You get nothing.
Okay.
Do you want to buy a van for someone?
Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm
you
done.
Can't.
I'm sorry.
I thought we were good. Done.
I said it was a great cause. I love it. Okay. I'm going to donate
okay,
again.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We are back with Mercedes Javid, Megan Weaver, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. I have to thank Mercedes for slamming into my garage this morning and putting two dents in it.
Correct.
True story.
I thought we weren't going to talk about it.
One other person hit my garage. One other person.
Jackie?
I want to complain to Dodge if we're going to be like dragging people.
Yeah.
Because the second that I tried to move up, the whole entire car just went. Oh,
it lurched.
Yeah. Is that what that is called?
Mm-hmm. That's called a lurch.
Lunged,
sounds
lurched,
like a concern.
Lunged. Instead of, it wasn't like I lost control of the vehicle. I broke. And then I thought, oh, do I want to go a skosh closer? And then it just went.
My car does that. The Zaddy wagon does that.
That's not okay.
Because it's got that beefed up engine. And if you hit it too, just push it too, it takes off.
Terrible. And I felt
so you're
sick.
Blaming the car, not the driver.
Of course.
Okay.
I have a clean record.
So is my
morning.
Claim with Dodge?
It's with you.
Jeff, I think you should sue Dodge.
I have a problem. I have a complaint to file against.
Due to your guest lurching
somebody
car.
Put on your Instagram page, MJ, not this often.
Are you serious?
Yes. That's on his Instagram post. I don't know. Hater, I know you're listening.
I'm so excited that we got to be together.
I know.
Shout out, Hater. Yeah.
I love the frequency of your visits.
And this is Doug and
Keep
me popping coming. Our cherry.
Okay.
Welcome
it's our first time.
Our first show together.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Another way to say it.
So yesterday, as you know, I went to Dr. Lalani in Beverly Hills. It's my pain management doctor. We did stem cells.
It was Thursday.
It's Thursday. We did some stem cells in the back, and we did some PRP. And what happened was is I had four injections in my back and one in my notch.
Notch.
And so basically, here's the crack. They go like right. They go kind of like basically parallel to the crack, and they go right into the notch. So that is a very vulnerable position because you're lying face down and your ass out and up.
Naked.
And naked.
Sounds
and,
like
well,
Donkey D's.
Seriously.
Were you there, Shane?
The shaft right?
No. I was in the waiting room.
So you get past that, and it's cold in there, and it's like four straight guys doing this. And one was real cute, Dylan, who is...
You love him.
I love Dylan. He is he's the nurse. And I think I looked at it, because I tend to fall in love with all of the people that take care of me, like Nurse Myra. After my spinal surgery.
Because she was hot and gorgeous and so great.
And I looked it up. It's called Florence Nightingale Syndrome.
Of course.
Sure. Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where, and they said it's usually when the patient has unfulfilled emotional needs.
Oh, well, that's
right.
You.
Yep. Childhood abandonment and neglect.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Check. Low self-esteem.
Yep.
Check. Anxiety. Check.
Yep.
So I find myself getting very, very attached to my caretakers. I think if I was kidnapped... I would probably
Stockholm.
Fall in love. With,
that's Stockholm.
I'd
that's
fall in
Stockholm.
Love with my captor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
people should read the obituaries and then go to the men or women that who cared are recent that. Widows and fill that void.
They do that. That would be really smart. When my dad died and we were sitting Shiva, there were all these men that we didn't know who they were. And my aunt said, oh, they're widow shopping because they read the obit.
Yeah, that's smart.
But so
the biggest concern of mine, as always, is when I take anesthesia. Yeah. Not because I'm worried about waking up again, because I know I will. It's what I say.
Yeah. Mm.
So apparently...
You have a history.
Did you do the Twilight?
I did the Twilight, but I'm always knocked out in the Twilight. Yeah. And, by the way, Dr. Lalani, which I don't appreciate, said that compared me to a horse. Oh. Which
that's
is
a
not,
compliment.
It's not something you say... Unless you're talking about your dick. But yeah. It's not something you say to someone who's 8 to 10 to 13 pounds overweight. He said that I was as strong as a horse, and they had to hit me again with more... anesthesia, mm-hmm. because I was wiggling and I was moving on the table.
Girthy.
So I guess I don't remember saying this, but he's like, oh shit. He's like, we're going to have to give you more. And I guess I said, I love to drink, get fucked up.
No.
I'm like, I must have a high tolerance.
Are you?
That's what I said.
No, I like to drink.
I love to drink and get fucked up, so I probably have a high tolerance. So that's embarrassing.
That is amazing.
Where can we get some of that?
You have to start recording him when he's going under.
Shane.
I'm not allowed in the room when his ass is out.
Dylan. Dylan, who is, I am obsessed with Dylan. Yeah. He is the nurse that took care of me. But he, so I guess when I woke up, I said to him, I'm like, how did the reassignment surgery go? And he literally, which I love Dylan, he's like, your dick's gone.
He's got a sense of humor.
So then Lalani came in and he was like, he was talking to me about what happened. And I was talking about what, can I work out? Can I drink?
Yeah, can I take a shower tonight?
Can I have sex with a prostitute? I mean, it was like so bad.
Shane, you really said that.
I know, but why don't you tell me to shut the fuck up?
That was so funny.
Oh, you have to let it go.
I mean, it was really
That
good.
Was the order? Started with sex with a prostitute?
I said workout, drinking. Can I have sex? He said, no, you cannot have sex. You cannot work out.
You cannot drink.
For a couple of days. Cannot drink. And then I was like negotiating with him. I'm like, what about just one drink? And I think he was over me because he's like, yeah, fine, one. You can have one glass of wine. But I didn't drink.
Good job.
Here's the problem. So Scott came over last night.
Oh, boy.
Okay. No.
So Scott came over last night and he's just so hot. So I really was listening to the doctor. Like, you can't eat after midnight. You can't do this. You can't do this. But then... this is what happened. So you be Scott, Doug.
Okay.
And then you can just maybe, I don't know, just say, just be Scott. Okay.
Hey, you want to go down?
Yep. That's what happened. So
You just heard the do. And you're like, I'm in.
Do you.
I'm on board.
Done. Yeah.
Can I know something? Is there an incision or is it needles? Is it IV? What is the...
It's needles.
Okay.
So they... We saw them mix the PRP, which was so interesting.
Yeah. They draw blood.
A lot of blood.
So and then they separate the cells and then they inject that into the injury.
It's like a vampire facial.
It's the same thing, but it's...
But they put it in my notch.
Long needle, like a... Yeah.
But they go
so
really far in.
Do you feel a difference yet?
It's for your back.
It's basically to accelerate the healing process. Uh-huh. So it's not like one day I'm going to wake up and feel great. It just moves it along.
Right. Okay. I need that for my jaw. Can I get...
Your TMJ.
Yeah.
They have Botox for that.
I read about that.
Yeah.
I think I want
it's
that.
It's like a tiny amount.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the whole Florence Nightingale syndrome.
Yeah.
Does anyone else can relate to that?
I feel like that about my therapist.
Like, I think
my
it's
therapist
very common.
And also my OB. He's hot. My therapist is hot. My OB is
your
hot.
Your dentist is hot, Doug.
Yeah.
My who?
Your dentist.
No, your eye doc. Your eye doctor.
My vet. My vet and my eye doctor.
So I have that with
and
them.
My chiropractor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's LA. Everyone's hot.
Yeah, no, and they're all hot.
My dentist is not.
They're all hot.
But there is,
but that is very common, Jeff.
It is common.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I hadn't thought about it in terms of men. In the movies, it's always the woman who's a divorcee falling in love with her doctor who's married, and you know he saves her life, and that's the story. But of course, it happens with men and desperate men.
I'm desperate now.
But I will say
lonely, fucked up men
lonely,
with issues.
Yeah. Nodged.
Like, of course.
I have a weakness for good looking people. I just do. I have a weakness. They just in my life, good looking people, can have anything they want from me. And that's why I get very worried about my daughter, because there's, she's so cute. I can't say no to her, but I know I need to say no to her.
Right. It's going
to
benefit
my son.
Her.
It's easier. Yeah. But my daughter, and I do think, I've still been thinking about that whole Ted Bundy situation.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think I would go home with a serial killer, even if they were all the red flags were there.
Just because they were hot, you mean?
No.
I would.
I mean, Richard Ramirez was kind of cute. I'm not going to lie.
No, he had.
There was a sexiness to him.
Bad. I don't know. I thought he was kind of hot.
It's always hard to believe when you see those hot guys on TV who are charged of murder. And you're like, mm-hmm. No, not him. He's too handsome.
Wasn't Jeffrey Dahmer was good looking, though, right?
In a weird Machine Gun Kelly kind of way.
But neurologically, when your eyes see something pleasant and beautiful, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
When you see something that's not easy on the eyes, your knee-jerk reaction is no.
Door's closed.
Here's the thing. You come in for a job interview, Mercedes, right? Mm-hmm. Your resume could be blank. Nothing. You could hand me just an empty blank piece of paper. I'd be like, you're hired.
They're called boobs, Ed.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
With that bra.
Anything is possible.
Absolutely. But I abandon all common sense when it comes to good-looking people.
Are you okay with that, or is that something you think, I shouldn't do?
I could go to Donkey D's tonight, mm-hmm. right? And some fucking scary serial killer could be like, want to get out of here? Yep. Need a ride? Yep.
You want to get into
Want to
come
van? Back to my apartment? Yep. Want a sip of this drink? Yep.
You just get, that's all you need is the first word.
Take your clothes off? Yep.
Yep.
Can I tie your hands behind your back and gag you and blindfold you? Yep. I just lose all common sense. I would never do that with an ugly person.
No.
Ever.
No, nor should you.
I think I need some more therapy.
Nor should you.
Preferably from a hot therapist, I guess, right?
Dr. Donna
D. You should see mine.
A hot male therapist.
Mm.
A fortune themester came by the other day.
Oh, yeah.
She brought her lovely wife, Jax. We were hanging out right there in that family room, having a nice time. Monroe Lewis got home from school.
Mm-hmm.
Never met Fortune. Daddy, is that a girl or a boy? Because she sounds like a girl.
Oh. No, she didn't.
Yeah, she sure did.
This is why I don't like
Daddy, is that a boy or a girl? Because she sounds like a girl.
Oh, God.
Because so she sounds what, like a girl.
Can you tell us then what happened next? What was
the
next
moment? Yeah,
how
did you handle that?
I started laughing my ass off uncontrollably.
Like uncontrollably.
Uncontrollably for 5 minutes. Couldn't
control yourself.
And how was Fortune?
Uncomfortable, but she's like, it happens to me all the time. Kids never know if I'm a boy or a girl.
Okay.
This is why children make me nervous. For real.
That kid makes me nervous. Because you never know what's going to
happen.
Yep, yeah, especially that one.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a few say, oh, he looks like Santa, so fat. I've heard that. And then you just want to like stand there, smile and be like, what a precious little child that is. And you're just like crying on the inside. Yeah.
I've said this before, but my middle brother, I'll never forget this as long as I live, 2 years younger, when we went, my mom took us to the mall to take a picture with Santa.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, the kids go up by yourself. Yeah. So my mom is like, far away. And my brother Greg's like, Mom, Santa smells like Tarzan. And he did smell.
He did smell.
Yeah.
That's the 4 p.m. show,
that's
kids.
Disgusting.
He was probably using one of those natural deodorants that don't work.
The Rock or the.
Yeah, I hate those.
Do you know what I brought with me? Remember when you said that you went to that event and two women smelled really good? And
I'm wearing it.
Baccarat.
You are?
Yeah. You got the Baccarat.
I want to smell it.
So I went online and I got the designer imposter. And I
so that's
know,
what I got.
You did too?
Yeah,
I have the
I'm
real
wearing
one.
It over.
I have the real one downstairs if you want to compare it. I
we
got it from Monroe.
Yeah,
let's do it.
I'm wearing it right now. Oh, the imposter.
It's very
Can I smell it? I love it.
I got a roll on though.
So it's Baccarat 340 or something like that. 540.
Yeah, I'm wearing this. It smells exactly
the 540 is much better
than the
800
series. I bought the imposter.
I got the 900.
The imposter smells exactly the same.
It smells exactly the same.
What's the price difference?
I'll let you smell. Oh. It's hundreds
of dollars.
I spent $340 for the small one.
No, it's like, it's like $700.
No, that's for the bigger one, the perfume.
And but you got to get.
This was $60,
right? Mine was $39 on Amazon.
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's buying this.
It smells so
perfume.
Good.
Really good.
But if I were one of those women and you gave up what I wear, I would skewer you.
Wait.
Just so we're clear.
Oh.
Why not give away what someone scented?
Jeff did that to me.
It's like a big thing that you figured something out.
Oh, got it.
You don't want people going around
wearing, smelling
when
like you.
When you revealed what I layer, John Hill was like, I was wondering because you smelled so great, and now he knew my two fragrances that I layered.
I don't care. Everyone drives the same car, wears what I wear. I don't give a shit.
No, but John
Hill can
do anything.
Well, because people.
Just don't go after Dylan. I'm not Sharon Dillon.
That's the one.
From Dr. Lalani's office.
That's the line.
Who, by the way, is straight with a kid.
Yeah. Well, of course he is.
That's not going to stop you.
You had your straight days in college.
Okay, we're not talking about that today. I did, unfortunately, have to lie to my daughter because 2 weeks from today, we are going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
We'll be doing an appearance at Fantasyland from 11 to 1.
California Adventure, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be doing it. We'll let you know about the appearances we'll be doing at
is
Disneyland.
Is that where the bar is?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Don't tell her.
Oh, there's a winery there.
VIP meet and greet.
Oh, the winery.
The winery.
Anyway, so Monroe asked very nicely. She was being very sweet. She said she wanted to sleep at Disneyland. So I thought, okay, this one time, which is like, this is the last place I want to be. Is we looked up California Adventure.
Oh, and Californian Hotel.
I've stayed there.
I'm sorry. Have you seen those pictures?
No,
but I stayed there.
So I looked at the pictures, mm-hmm. and it is awful, first of all. Sorry. Yeah, wait, just look.
Yeah.
No, is it's
the,
awful.
It's the sort of craftsman.
I decided to go to Mexico instead of Disneyland. It was the same price, yeah. and I went to the all-inclusive, honey. And I'm telling you that it was the same amount of staying at
go
that
ahead,
hotel.
Go ahead, Jameson, hit it. You got all-inclusive?
The craftsman one?
We need. Yeah, we, I just
it's terrible.
The one bedroom suite. This is $1,800.
That's why I went to Mexico all inclusive.
That's
all
where
inclusive.
I was like, that hotel.
How is it even a thing where you would go to one or the other?
I'm just telling you, my kids wanted to go to Disneyland. I looked into
a suite for my kids, right? Yeah. So Monroe and I would sleep in the king bed, and then my son would sleep on the pull out sofa.
That's me.
$1,829 yep. for
no
that
way.
Shitty
that's
for
suite.
One night.
That's
there
way.
Is no way.
No way.
That's happening. That's I would rather donate to Project Angel Food
absolutely.
Than spend $1,829 on a Disneyland.
That's the that's the nicest hotel at Disneyland.
That's right. What I thought. This was supposed that's to be the good
look
one.
At that terrible rug.
Have you seen the
no,
lobby?
That's like old California. Yeah.
With the big
that's
tree
where
trunks.
We valet. So I was like, oh, this seems.
Oh, I thought it was mm-mm. fine.
So I lied to her and I said it was closed for COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
I had to.
That's
I had to.
I mean, look at the bathroom.
Look at that.
Did they build this from scratch or did they renovate something?
No,
because
I mean, it looks like they went to a fucking garage sale to furnish that place.
It was a buyout from a Comfort Inn or something.
It has to be.
Look at the mural on the wall.
And that shower?
You want me to sleep underneath those leaves on the walls? No way. Look at that. Shane, there's your bed.
So put Monroe on a couch here and just when you wake her up, say, did you enjoy your night at Disneyland? She won't know.
I'm sure she'll appreciate that you didn't subject her to that.
Put her in my audition
she
room
wants
for
to
night.
Do it, but I've, you know, God, she's already been to Disneyland three times. This is the third time. I thought we'd go to Sprinkles for breakfast.
Isn't there a Four Seasons in Anaheim?
Oh, yes.
Sprinkles cupcakes.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound good?
So good. I'd go right now.
Right after Wendy's. We'll hit Wendy's.
Right.
And then we'll get the breakfast. $1.99 breakfast for
some. I'm so hungry.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, where are all our advertisers today?
Wendy's
I think
are so
we,
good.
I think they pulled out yesterday after Donkey
Project,
D's.
Yes. And Project Angel Food.
And Project Angel Food.
Yeah.
You have no advertisers today?
No.
That's not
it's
a good
it's a strange coincidence. And I have dinner with my boss tonight, my big boss.
Are you sure?
So tonight,
have that confirmed?
So tonight is the night where I'm sure we talk about all the times I got in trouble, like when you talked about anti-vaxxing, when you talked about transphobia. Mm-hmm. All of that, mm-hmm. criticizing SiriusXM. But usually it starts off with this is what we would like to see from you or not see from you, and then it gets positive.
Is
okay,
it? So
good.
It's not really a
compliment
true compliment sandwich.
Sandwich.
It's not a true compliment sandwich, though, because it's starting with needs.
It's negatives. No, you know what? She's real good with that compliments.
It is a compliment sandwich.
She does. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that. She starts off like, mm-hmm. you look great, whatever, da da da, you seem happy.
And then
we go in the negative, then we start, but we're real happy.
Right.
That's good.
Okay. Oh, then there's the butt. But
yeah,
okay.
But I don't want to get too drunk because it's not a good.
No.
Do not,
you
and
you
not, and you haven't been drinking. So remember, it'll everything.
I haven't been drinking for 24 hours. Though.
Well, for you,
tolerance.
He doesn't get a chip.
For you, no. But for
yeah,
Jeff,
it's
that's
been
24 a while.
Hours.
That's a while.
But here's the problem: we're going to sushi.
Ooh. Yeah.
Sake gets me fucked
Ooh,
up.
Good.
I like to drink.
I
like to get fucked up.
I think you should do it. Just. Tear it up.
It's not a good idea with the big boss.
Whatever. She's going to be condescending the whole time.
When you guys go out,
blow.
does she pay?
Yeah. SiriusXM pays.
That's good.
Can I place a
Company
to-go
dinner.
Order? Because I'd love some sushi tonight. I'll just come in and pick
she
it up.
She takes me to nice places, too.
She does.
Yep. Nice places.
Are you a hot sake or a cold sake?
I want to say that she likes hot and I like it cold.
Oh, I do too. Mm-hmm.
But see, then I start mixing it with the beers because I love beer and sushi.
Don't do beer. Just do cold sake.
Cold
you'll be
sake.
Good.
I don't know.
And pregame,
I'm starving right now.
I don't even
starving.
Know what to do.
All right, by the way, the best restaurant, the best sushi in LA is a restaurant in Tarzana. We all have to go.
Is Tarzana
sushi,
LA?
Is it Shin?
I don't know.
What's it called?
It's on Ventura. I'll
well,
tell you.
They're all on Ventura. All 7,000 of them.
It's in a little strip mall.
They're all in strip malls.
Literally just told me this. Mm-hmm. I have a client in Tarzana, and they literally just mentioned that.
Yes. A sushi place?
And I'm seeing him today, that client today.
Will you ask him?
Yep,
please.
I will.
I can tell you.
Yeah, Google.
Are you going to be there? You're not going to be there today.
You didn't give me any warning, so no.
No, no, no. You know, yeah, because no, you look like you just.
We gotta go.
Yeah, I did change the trajectory of my house assistant's life a few days ago.
What?
How? Another
For
one.
Real?
With Mercury is in retrograde, people.
Yes, right. It is.
Another yes, it is. Relationship bit the dust.
Okay.
And this guy's spinning. Okay. So sweet. Is he here right now?
No, he's at the store.
Okay, good. We'll talk about him before he gets home.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so
quick.
Sweet, cute Will. Have you met him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we introduced him.
He's really. A hard worker. Yeah. He hasn't been here long, but he really does have a future here. Like, I was actually going to probably transition him from a boy to a girl. No, I've transitioned him from,
oh, no.
from the house assistant to the business.
Right.
Okay? So I really have a lot. I mean, I have a lot of stock in this kid.
Yeah,
I think
he's
going to do well.
He's adorable.
So he had a little dramatic breakup over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's over. And it's a situation where, unfortunately, they're in a lease together. And they're stuck until the end of January. So this guy's not, he's not thinking clearly. He's making major decisions right now when he's spinning. So he gives his notice. And he says, my cousin is flying out here from, where is he from?
Pennsylvania.
And I never looked at his resume, just because he's cute. Right. So anyway, so he's from Pennsylvania. Cousin is flying out here on Sunday and could drive him home. And he's going back to...
Wait, he gave you his notice? You his notice?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is what happened to my assistant.
No.
No.
She left too.
Oh, I know.
The same thing.
Happened
same
to
thing.
You too.
Yeah, oh
it's happening.
And I hate it.
So he said, my cousin is flying in and driving me home. I'm going back to stay with my parents for a while. I said, what the fuck are you thinking? What are you doing? No.
No.
You're going through something. You've got to sit still. No major decisions. I do not accept your resignation.
Good.
Absolutely.
Let's talk this through. Like, what are you going to do?
Right.
He's like, well, I broke up. I can't go back to my apartment. I'm on the hook for half the rent until January. I said, so there, you've got other options here. I said, so you go back to your parents. How are you going to pay the rent anyway?
Yeah.
You have no job. You've got two jobs here. One of them is good. Like, it's actual career, mine. It's you actually have a career yeah. here. I said, what? This no, this is not a good idea for you. So Shane and I took like what, about half an hour, 40 minutes?
Yeah, we were like brainstorming, coming up with all these solutions.
And I was like, yeah. And I said, he's like, I said, well, go stay. Shane said, you could stay with me
good.
For a couple months. I said, you're going to get a Christmas bonus. I can give you that early. Use that to pay the last 2 months of your rent. I said, but by the way, you have a deposit, right? He's like, yeah, $1,300. I said, well, then go to your ex-boyfriend and just say, look, here's December's rent. Keep my deposit.
Right.
Let him pay for January. Just get through October, November. You can stay with Shane or rent somebody's room for $400.
Josh has a spare bedroom.
By the way, right can now. I just say, this is an opportunity for you as a person to be a stronger person. This is where you live. You signed a lease. You decided to get into this relationship. So if you have to suck it up, it's going to build character.
Yeah.
And maybe the next time, you can't just...
Abandoned.
Run.
Yeah, you can't just run home.
That's what
and
I
it
said.
It doesn't make sense to have somebody fly to you and then drive home. That's just sounds like someone who likes to
escape.
Flee from everything.
That's what I said. I said, you're 30 years old. You're an adult. You can't run home to mommy and daddy every time there's a problem.
Right.
And look, I have a lot of experience with runners. In fact, it's probably Scott who's going to drive him home. So I know
Scott's
runners.
Scott's packing him up right now.
Want to go downstairs?
But he did. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
You know what I would do? I would just pour myself a glass of wine.
Of course you
would.
You
know how I love
or
a companion.
Crack open a
wine
can.
Companion.
Or a can from the Dodge.
Yeah. And I would close my eyes, curl up to the best pillow that I can buy on the couch, and just suck it up. And then just avoid being home, take the best shower, leave, only come back when absolutely necessary. And you can, come on.
You mean
on.
Stay at the apartment.
You don't make major life decisions after 48 hours of a traumatic event
were
like
they
this.
Were they together a long time, do you think? Do you know?
Yeah.
And not when Mercury's in retrograde either.
No, right. No major decisions. Mm-hmm.
And
right,
I wouldn't
that's
leave
right.
a job.
Mm-mm.
Right. No, that seems foolish.
I just keep thinking, Shane, you're so lucky you have us as a support system. Yeah. You really are.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we wouldn't let you make those stupid decisions, never. But we didn't let Will either. And Will said, thank you so much for sitting me down and talking to me. You are right. I should not be running. Mm-hmm. I am going to stay. And I said, great.
I'm glad it worked out for you.
Yeah, because also you're letting the other guy win.
That's what you said. That's what she said.
I was like, no, stay here. Don't run home because this guy is screwing with you.
Good point.
Yeah.
I said, look, if you had a job opportunity there, mm-hmm. that made sense. I said, you want to go back to your hometown in Pennsylvania? He's like, no, I don't. I love it here. I said, so you're not leaving.
Yeah.
This makes no sense.
That's great.
So he's not. He's going to stay with a friend who has a room. And
love that. Good.
Oh, he found
it. So text Scott and tell him to unpack him. Unpack.
Stop loading the car.
Shane is now a celebrity. Our little Shanae got recognized in an elevator yesterday.
For the first time.
No.
Jeff was not even there.
How do they know what you look like?
I had a mask and everything, but Instagram. This cute girl was like, she was with her friend. She was like, oh, I know him. That's Shane from Jeff Lewis Radio. Oh.
So they must see the Instagram or something.
Hey, yeah. Queen. What's
wow,
up?
Just wait till the show premieres. You're going to get recognized everywhere.
And she was so cute. She was like, I get what you're going through. I'm going through a divorce, but I went to Italy instead of being depressed, and I met this Italian guy, and we're in love. I'm obsessed with him.
Okay. Oh.
Amazing.
It's going to get better.
Arrivederci.
That happened with Dylan and I. You gotta
so nice.
Move. You just gotta
better.
Move on.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is
I'm
so
sorry.
Nice.
I'm inspired by your love story.
Traumatized by what I said
about
to
what?
Dr. Lalani. I'm just traumatized. But
you're not. I love drinking. Get fucked up.
No, not at all.
Okay.
But there was something. I'm like, oh God. Have there ever like people talk shit all the time? He's like, yeah. He's like, I had this prominent doctor in here. And he said he was telling me he couldn't wait to go home and fuck his mistress.
Oh.
And then he's
Shut
like,
up.
And then he was like, I hate my fucking wife.
Yeah.
When he was
tell us his name.
Yeah, when he was under.
When he was under.
So it could have been worse. I could have said. I mean, all I said
is I love to drink and get fucked up.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all they I told you. You may have said more.
I would have probably said something about the doctor, knowing me.
Yeah, I've done that.
Like, give it to me.
Oh, yes.
You know you want
or
to.
You're, you're really hot.
Yeah.
Show me your donkey, yeah.
Your donkey.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, Doug.
Ew.
Doug.
My sex talk.
No one here likes dick.
Speak
Wait,
yourself,
what?
Lady. I like it.
Okay, Doug. Oh, Doug.
Oh, my
God.
Throwing up.
It's Friday.
You guys are so mean.
Stomach hurts.
Okay, so last week, Chris,
the
psychic, mentioned your custody situation, which
yes.
we never knew that it bothered you so much until Chris called it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for being so open with us, and thank you for trusting us.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll tell a complete stranger. Remember, were you here? Yes,
yeah,
you were here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember, we were talking
about.
I don't
want to bother people with all of that. It's
we want to be bothered.
Stop sweeping it under
part
the rug.
Of
I know.
You have
I'm
going to
trip
on.
Over the rug. Yeah.
How is it this weekend? Have you had the kids 50%?
So I had them all week, and today they will be going back to their fathers. I tried to hold on to them, mm-hmm. but. They want to go back. I mean,
yes.
they love their dad, you know what I mean? And they love their other siblings and they like to be 1 week with me and 1 week. And I can't, you know, I would, as much as I'd love to hold on to them, I can't. They need to
so
be
the
their
kids
dad.
Asked you if they could go to dad's.
Well, they just said, we're going to dad's tomorrow. Right. And I was like, well, do you want to kind of stay through the weekend? They're like, well, no, it's, you know, their stepmom's birthday. And I was like, okay, I get it. And so I will be taking them today.
Okay. So you're modifying it a bit. If the kids go a week without wanting to go to dad's, you'll just keep them.
Yeah.
And if dad doesn't say anything, you'll just keep them.
Yeah, but
if they say to you, we're ready to go.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's
absolutely,
that's great. You're
yeah.
putting your kids first.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
that's what you should do.
But I did cry. I told them I missed them.
Well, see?
I know.
You
I
have
hate it when they leave.
After all.
Yeah. I do feel. I know. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
It's not a stone cold
you're
heart.
You're not dead inside.
Yeah.
You know what's even more painful? That they have another life over there.
I know.
Oof.
Well, I don't mind. You know what?
Why don't you
love
just pour salt in the fucking wound?
Jesus, Mercedes.
Take it in a bit further, Mercedes.
You know what? They actually
Wait
could be happier
I think maybe
there.
They love their other family more than
yes.
you.
Yeah. Isn't it, Megan, there are times when they don't think
they
about you at
home.
All?
No, it's actually...
Terrible, Mercedes.
God.
By the way, make sure to check out MJ's podcast, Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. New shows every week available anywhere
Monday.
Podcasts are
yes,
available. You
yes.
drop new eps on Monday.
Yes. And we are actually, can I say something else? It's so crazy. we're going to go to Phoenix, Arizona about an hour after I leave here.
What?
Today?
Yes. Yes. Why? I have to skedaddle. I better not dent your garage.
Are you driving Will home? What's going on?
Oh, heck no. We're going to hop on a plane.
Yeah.
And we're going to go. I'm going to speak at the Women's Expo. I'm a keynote speaker.
What?
I'm gonna,
wow.
It, yes.
Wow. You know what they're going to say?
Her bra looks
what
real
a great
good.
Bra.
I am going to wear this.
They're going to say you've got a nice
yeah,
rack.
You look beautiful.
No, thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you. No, I'll have a different outfit on.
You're going to wear a blazer, maybe?
Yes.
I think you should wear a blazer. Dress.
Yeah. So you're speaking at the Women's Expo in Phoenix?
Yes.
Tonight?
Did you write a speech?
Tomorrow. Yes. I wrote something. And yes, we're going to, yeah. It's going to be a whole outing.
You're a motivational speaker.
You really are. And do we have that
that's her
soundbite?
The title of her speech is?
Yeah.
Are you Cardi?
Are you Tina
Pete?
Turner?
No, let
with
it go.
Oh. Ike?
You know what?
Are you Tina Turner with fucking Ike? Or are you Cardi fucking B?
That's how you start it.
Yeah.
That's the motivation.
That's how you open.
Actually, I wanted advice from you, Jeff, on how do you travel with Monroe? Like, how is it easier?
With 16 people.
Yeah. Okay.
And you have to fly private.
I'll come.
Okay.
so
relatable.
It's so easy. Relatable, Jeff.
Yep, you just drive right up to the plane. It's so easy.
Oh, so relieved.
No. I travel with a couple
You're
people.
You're stuttering. It's not good.
Lots of snacks, lots of distractions.
Yeah. Lollipops.
Coloring
and
books.
The thing
that's
is
for Mercedes.
You're not going to relax.
Yeah. Screen time.
It's a lot.
Okay.
iPad.
And
yeah.
You just have to hunker down and just know what you're going
and
into.
And honestly, just get Shams' own pod.
What do you do?
A lie flat.
Of course
so you
he
can
has
sleep
that.
Flat.
Yeah, yeah. He has.
Did
yeah.
Monroe or did they ever start screaming when you were
Mine
on the
didn't.
Plane?
Oh, yes.
So what did you do with
you
other
breastfeed.
People?
So Jeff
could do that.
Yeah. Honestly, one of the most, with my moobs,
yeah.
I don't produce milk anymore after my reduction.
Yeah.
Well, so what do you do? Are you embarrassed? That's what it is?
Okay, believe it or not, I'm a very considerate person.
I believe it.
So I get very worried about the people that have spent all this money to fly because it's so fucking stupid, overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
And Monroe was screaming at the top of her lungs. And so I went back to the galley and I was like trying, Gage and I were trying everything. And it was, I mean, look, I could see I could feel their stares.
Yeah. Mm.
But the worst part was when, and that's, I've talked about this, is the pilot had to go to the bathroom. And so they made me go back to my seat.
Mm-hmm.
But she was screaming so loud, and at least being in the galley, I could dull some of the screams. And of course, that pilot was taking a sweet ass time in that bathroom. And I literally was like losing my shit.
Oh.
And by the way, I only have 2 minutes.
90
oh,
seconds.
Remind me to tell you about Teddy Mellencamp losing her shit at Larson's.
Oh.
Ooh.
But I totally get it because she's got three kids and she had a screaming baby and the whole thing. But sometimes, like,
did you witness it?
There were witnesses and it got back to me.
No.
But her kid was like losing it and she was losing it.
Uh-oh. But at the point where you have three kids and you're going to a restaurant
by herself. That's suicide.
You can't do that by yourself.
You got to have two nannies for every one kid.
Exactly.
That's, you know who taught me that? Camille Grammer.
Shout out Camille.
Yeah.
Shout out Camille.
Another relatable.
We love you.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Mercedes, thank you so much for being here.
We love you.
Good luck at the Women's Expo tomorrow.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Great. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.